In 1982, Elaine Runyon-Simmons experienced every parent's worst nightmare. She received news from her son that her three-year-old daughter, Rachel, had been kidnapped while playing with her brothers at a Davis County park.
I couldn't believe the words I was hearing, and I instantly said, he'll kill her, because it didn't add up, a blonde little three-year-old petite blue-eyed girl and a big black man, you know, and I knew I was in trouble. I knew she was in trouble.
30 years ago, there was no Amber Alert or widespread internet for police to use as a quick way to publicize a child's abduction. So they did what they could and searched.
We had the color and everything about it, but we didn't have that. And so he was able to slip through and hide her immediately. And then it took 24 days till we found her, and she was hidden in a mountain canyon stream, which it was horrible, but we were grateful that if she was dead, that we were able to find her.
Rachel's body was found near a creek bed in Morgan County. Her abductor was never found. Since then, Simmons has worked to raise awareness in Utah about child safety and supports advancements in technologies that can help keep children safe. Utah has launched a new law enforcement alerting portal, or LEAP, to send out Amber Alerts faster and more efficiently. Through the Amber Alert website, dispatchers are now able to get information about the child, the abductor, car model, or whatever information has been reported to the public with just a few clicks of the mouse.
The technology just allows it to go out faster, and LEAP allows that, and there's no delay. If they have a car and they're driving away and a neighbor says, hey, I'm in this neighborhood, it looked like they just took someone, we can be on it right away before they get anywhere. So time is of the essence when a child is abducted, and so this is very, very important.
This new alerting system sends an electronic message to anyone who signs up to receive an Amber Alert notification. Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff says the new system takes away some of the burden on the law enforcement's notification system and makes it easier to get information to the public quickly.
When the alert comes in, the public safety system will still alert media, transportation signs, etc., but all the calls, all the individuals will now go through this separate portal, so we don't overburden the law enforcement side of this with all the people we want signed up. So everybody instantaneously gets the information and can start looking for that missing child.
Utah is the ninth state to adopt the LEAP system. Shurtleff says since 2002, Utah has had 36 Amber Alerts and says because of the Amber Alert program, 34 kids have returned home safely.
Utah is the most wired state in the country. Per capita, we have more cell phones and smartphones than anywhere else. And so why not use this technology? See, when a child goes missing, every second counts. And Amber Alert works because we have more people looking. The more people looking, the more likely we would return the kid safely.
Another supporter of the LEAP program is Amber Alert GPS founder, Russell Thornton.
I had the terrifying experience of temporarily losing my three-year-old son right here in Utah at an amusement park. And that 45-minute experience, when we recovered him safely, it was pure panic and terror.
Thornton developed an Amber Alert GPS tracking system that allows parents to track their child's location using a small GPS device. The GPS sales fund the Utah LEAP program Amber Alert portal.
People use GPS to track their cars and other assets. We believe our most important asset are our children. So if we can contribute and support the state of Utah and the great Amber Alert system they already have in place, this additional technology is going to make it stronger, faster, and easier to get the alert out to more people. And that in turn helps recover our kids quicker and faster.
Utah launched its alert system in 2002. In 2003, former President George W. Bush signed a bill creating the National Amber Alert Plan. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Charlotte Duran for Utah Public Radio.